Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
With this special service, we have an opportunity to talk to a few people, as well as we did some research on some additional traditions. We had done some about traditions years ago in room 4216, but today we have with us Corey. How are you doing, Corey?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Pastor?
I am well. I am well. You had suggested...
Well, I'm still here, too.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are. Here.
Hello there, Cecilia.
Hi, Corey. It's good to have you with us.
It was your idea, Corey, to talk about some Orthodox traditions, and I kind of was intrigued by the idea. So what makes some of these traditions so special for you?
We actually belong to a church in Sylvania, St. Elias Antiochian Orthodox Christian Church in Sylvania.
And Sylvania is a suburb of Toledo, Ohio, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it is.
And I was actually baptized there as an infant. I was raised there. I am active in the choir. Still am, actually. And it has impacted my life, so to speak, because each Sunday after Holy Communion was offered, we would go downstairs and we would learn about the Orthodox faith through church school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to me, church, no matter what religion it is, church education is important. And I have told, many people have told me as a blind individual, oh, well, church school is really just for kids only. And I disagree with that because especially in the Orthodox faith, we believe that church school should be offered for everyone, including adults. And especially this interview that you're doing with me would talk about the way that the Orthodox faith celebrates Christmas.
Yeah, let's get into that. What are some of the traditions of the Orthodox Church and how they celebrate Christmas?
Well, we would do Christmas Eve every year by celebrating the Divine Liturgy of John Chrysostom. And, you know, Orthodox Christmas is where we offer, where Jesus Christ offers frankincense. And actually, the frankincense are brought to the wise, brought by the wise men, and are a burning source of incense to represent Jesus, who is laid in a manger.
So you actually have in the service some frankincense, I don't know if you'd say lit, so you can smell it, actually?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
And we also have done, in the recent years before COVID hit, we have also held Pan-Orthodox Christmas concerts. And lately, it was actually held and performed by the four choirs of the Orthodox Church. The Orthodox Church that I belong to, we did pageants every year through church school.
Now, tell me more specifically, when you say pageants, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is we would offer a short program to the congregation and the audience that tells a story about the newborn king who was laying in a manger on Christmas Day, December 25th. this Christmas story would often tell, like, Mary, who was the mother of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and who brought the Savior to the earth to teach people about the faith. And with the way that Jesus taught, he also died on the cross and gave himself for us.
Mm-hmm.
I take that to a standard way of offering my gift of music when it comes time for the Christmas tradition.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that the Orthodox music, especially on Christmas Eve, is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It makes me want to go and look some of it up, but I've heard that it is just beautiful.
I have had multiple choir directors, one in my family that has really touched me since a child.
Mm-hmm.
She actually had me on her lap at the piano, and we are really musically inclined, my whole entire family. She actually started the Orthodox choir in the Bulgarian church.
Now, with the music, are there special instruments, or is it organ, piano? Are there other instruments?
Our choir does all a cappella.
Okay.
But with some, like, I'll give you the pageant, for example, they would have me do the accompaniment for the kids.
Okay.
In the choir to the different songs. And my friend, Adam Murphy, plays violin, and him and I actually played a duet together called Paco Bell's Canon in D.
Oh, which
I'm familiar with it. Sure.
Which is on YouTube. We actually did that as a rehearsal prior to one of our performances. I also had another friend that I did a duet with. Her name was Cheyenne Josephine. We actually did the first Noel to accompaniment of Cockabell's Canon in D. Here's another thing that really gets me. When we fast all the way up to Christmas, I find it hard to give up meat, to give up dairy, to give up all of our foods. Because I asked the priest, I go, well, when are we supposed to eat our meats and dairies and, you know, all of our favorite foods? And he says, oh, well, you have to do what Jesus does in the desert.
Ah. The fasting certainly is a part of Jesus' ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So how many days prior to Christmas is there fasting and prayer? Pretty much the whole month of December?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
And do you fast just from like sunrise to sunset, or do you... I mean,
well, it's hard for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what people in the Orthodox Church usually do, is from sunrise to sunset fast so they can eat
strictly
something then
from,
after the sun goes
from
down?
Meats to dairies, anything.
Okay. Okay. Sweets and desserts as well?
I'm not really sure about that.
Okay. All righty. Huh. Other traditions that stand out for you that are special that are in your Orthodox Church?
Well, we have very, there's a lot of traditions that touch me, especially in the Orthodox Church, mm-hmm. because my grandmother, when she was active with the music and stuff like that, she got me involved. And then once she found out that I had the ability to pitch everybody mm-hmm. because of my perfect pitch, mm-hmm. she said, you need to be in the adult choir.
Music has a way of drawing people in, doesn't it? And that's one of
yes.
the special, I've noticed not every church has special music, but quite a few of them, Lutheran and Catholic and Orthodox. I know those three groups all have special music. Mm-hmm. Throughout. One last question I'm interested in. You mentioned a liturgy you use on Christmas Eve, John Chrysostom.
Yes.
And is that done by candlelight when it's dark out and then you have candles?
Yes. Okay. We have a special service. We have it starts out with what's called Orthos, mm-hmm. which is the Greek meaning of matins,
mm-hmm.
which is also like morning, isn't that right?
Morning prayer, yes.
Okay.
And then it goes into the divine liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad chants from the choir our first our responses, and then we respond to either through the intercessions of the Theotokos, O Savior, O save mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Or we respond to, O Son of God, who was born of a virgin, save us who sing to thee, Alleluia.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Christmas Troparion, which is sung in our Orthodox Church, is Thy Nativity, O Christ. And then after that, we sing a hymn called the Entrance Hymn, mm-hmm. which is Before the Morning Star.
Mm-hmm.
That takes place of Come Let Us Worship. And then after that, we sing As Many As Have Been Baptized, because, again, Christ, we talk about Christ's baptism mm-hmm. into the River of Jordan by John the Baptizer.
Okay. We also did some additional research regarding the Orthodox Church. Actually, Cecilia, you did most of this research and found out that there are some unique things that not all Orthodox members and churches follow, but here are some, including the day in which they celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, many Orthodox churches celebrate Christmas on January 7th. And their Christmas Eve, which is kind of their special time, is January 6th. The epiphany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this doesn't go back to, but it reflects the 12 days of Christmas from Christmas Day to this day of January 6th. That's the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. In fact, one of the sites that I was doing research on, the comment that the priest or whoever put it together made was, well, now you understand what the 12 days of Christmas is, though I don't understand what 11 Pipers Piping has to do with it.
The whole concept is they don't celebrate Christmas until the wise men officially come to give the gifts to Jesus. And they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's when the Orthodox Church exchanges gifts. In your research also, you did find that some Orthodox churches, especially those that find their heritage way back without the tainting of American culture so much, have some unique foods they celebrate and use for their celebration at Christmas time.
Yeah, the site called it a vegetarian extravaganza. It includes cabbage rolls, mm-hmm, and beets and borscht, which is like a beetroot soup.
Oh, okay.
And potatoes and other foods that symbolize the 12 apostles.
Thereby noting all of the 12 apostles with the foods that they're eating. Huh. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you want to talk more about this with us, you can do so. You can write to us at info.
I-N-F-O.
At not-alone.
N-O-T-A-L-O-N-E.
.net.
.net.
We want to thank you, Pastor Kevin Parviz of Congregation Chavi Shalom, for teaching us the true meaning of Hanukkah. That is, that it's Christ we celebrate. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And we want to thank you, Corey Pappas, for helping to teach us about the Orthodox Christmas traditions, as well as sharing your gift of music with us. And we want to wish all of our listeners a very blessed Christmas and a joyful new year. And what do we always remind people and tell them not to forget?
We are not
alone.
Do come back again to room 4216.